Now, you know, if you ever grow marijuana in that shit, you want to line the walls with aluminum foil. Have you ever fooled marijuana? No, huh?
Well, be careful because it's toxic to pets, too. All right, thank you. Good Thanks. Question. Bye-bye.
Hey, Delb is on the line at 308-8867. Hey there, Delb. Welcome back to the show. What's going on?
Well, good afternoon, guys. Gosh, it's good to get all of our Potawana growing questions answered that we didn't even know we wanted to ask.
There you go.
You know, back in the old days when I worked at Fertile Garden Supply, it was one of those funny things that you could always tell who the people were that were growing, because when they'd come in, there'd just be certain things they were always interested in that made that stuff do better. But
what things were they interested in?
Oh, they were always interested in foliar feeding stuff, back guano. I guess back guano is really good for that.
Ew, I'd hate to be in that enclosed area of back guano.
Back guano.
Even though Malcolm Beck says his doesn't stink, so...